This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind that fit my dreams and plans.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to get Paul Watson in here today to really co-host the first hour because he's such an expert on Brexit and what happened, obviously, with Le Pen. In this landslide defeat at the hands of Emmanuel Macron, who is a literal Rothschild globalist frontman who literally poses for photos bowing down at the feet of Merkel. As Le Pen said last week, you'll either have me ruling you as a woman or you'll have Merkel. This is all part of the cuckolding of the French, where it is a national religion now to bow down. Now, a lot of the polls show Le Pen in a dead heat are winning. So maybe they weren't cuckolded. Maybe the election was stolen. Paul discovered some evidence of fraud going on. That's all coming up. I'll be popping in during this hour, and we also will be here in the second and third hour. We have a bunch of big guests today. I'll tell you about the start of the next segment. We have huge news dealing with what's happening with Obamacare, a giant child porn bust, the largest ever, with 150,000 people involved. That's all part of Trump giving the green light to roll up the pedophile networks. And I have confirmed from our sources the president has ordered an end to secretive geoengineering programs. I've noticed that myself, but I put some questions in, and the word came back that, yes, the president's aware of that. The programs are being reviewed. So a lot of huge news today. Speaking of breaking news, from inside the White House, Roger Stone's going to name names in the third hour of the moles inside the White House and inside the State Department being run by even people like Donna Brazile. You can't make that up. So today, Jack Posobiec is going to be joining us, Roger Stone, Leanne McAdoo, David Knight, and many, many others. But right now, Paul Watson, we got about 3 minutes to break. I appreciate you coming in to mainly host the first hour today because of your expertise. Obviously, you got family that lives in France. You live there part of the year. I guess you told me you're evacuating to another location in Europe because the Islamists have overrun things. We don't want to mention where that is. But, wow. Paul, what's coming up today?
Well, Alex, going to break down what happened with Macron. He entered to make his acceptance speech. And by the way, there's a hilarious clip of him trying to read from a teleprompter and completely failing, which shows you the kind of presidency that it's going to be.
Total puppet.
Yeah, there's video of him entering to make his acceptance speech, and he walks out to the EU national anthem before they even play the French national anthem. He's walking out to the EU anthem in front of a giant pyramid in the Louvre with a red blinking eye at the top of the pyramid right above his head. And I think they've actually got a GIF image of that I sent that I can play to show you that. Macron giving his acceptance speech in front of the Louvre. Again, the giant pyramid symbolism behind him. And, of course, the EU's got its own symbolism, Alex, just like the stars and stripes is a form of symbolism. You know, the Pledge of Allegiance is a form of symbolism. Yeah, that's him reading out the teleprompter. That's the GIF right there. All hail the New World Order. Now, come on. We've got our own symbolism when it comes to nationalism and patriotism. That is globalist symbolism.
By the way,
right,
Francois Mitterrand, thing he did. Francois Mitterrand, this is mainstream news, was a Luciferian. He commissioned the 666 pieces of pink glass, pink orange glass, for the pyramid, and he believed that it is the site of where now Lucifer resides. So that was Francois Mitterrand, the former French president, saying that the Louvre is the center of Satanism in the world. And, of course, they have it in movies when the aliens invade. You know, in that Tom Cruise movie that came out a few years ago. But that's where the aliens have their mothership, is at the Louvre. I mean, talk about throwing it in our face, Paul.
Well, this is a guy who said, quote, there's no such thing as French culture. The call to prayer in the Paris streets, they're now petitioning for that Islamic prayer to be made completely legal and acceptable. This is the future of France, and we're going to talk about it after the break, Alex.
All right, I'm going to come back and get a few of the other stories that are coming up and hand the baton to Paul for the rest of the hour. Really great to have Paul here. I'll also be back tomorrow hosting the fourth hour. Please tell everybody you know, listening on AM, FM, internet, you name it, to tune in now. They're trying to censor us and block us everywhere because we are so effective in the face of the globalists. We are the resistance. Their New World Order is an anti-human, transhumanist movement.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life.
In front of a pyramid designed by François Mitterrand, the former president of France, with 666 pieces of pink glass dedicated to Lucifer. Mr. Macron, the new president who won by a landslide against the nationalist, Marine Le Pen, walked out to the EU national anthem. And there is the headline out of the Express News. I'll defend Europe. Macron snubs French national anthem and walks out to EU song after win. Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. Imagine, like, having Hillary Clinton win the presidency and she walks out to a North American Union anthem. Dun, 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 dun. Instead of the Star Spangled Banner. Then they go into the French anthem. I mean, talk about minions. This is truly incredible. Paul Watson lives in France part of the year. His family lives there. He's an expert on it. He's evacuating with his family because of the Islamic overrun of multi-million people. Paris is now a giant feces-covered cesspit. That's mainstream news. 80% down in the last decade of their tourism, but they don't care. They want to be cuckolded. That's why we put the photo on screen for TV viewers of Macron kneeling and bowing at the feet of Merkel. So France capitulated to Hitler in less than 2 weeks in World War II because their high command stood down and became dictators over the country with their new capital in the south, Vichy France. And now they've done it again. But it isn't the German people. The Germans are paying for the EU. They're actually paying for the French pensions and the French welfare system. So Macron is attached to Germany like a giant lamprey. Truly insane. Coming up in the next hour, research. Unvaccinated children far healthier, have fewer disorders. Mainstream news. I got a stack of studies. I'm going to tie it into the globalists trying to destabilize the West. Also, Florida man sentenced to 30 years for world's largest child porn website. Get this. It's called Playpen. Could it be sicker? How about hatchet upside your head? Look at that demon. We're going to break that down as part of Trump's giant sweep rounding up the pedophiles everywhere. That's all coming up. Also, Rand Paul's discovering, and others are, that thousands of Americans were targeted by the NSA during the election for political purposes. He wants the details. We also have insult to injury. Unreal Obamacare architect Jonathan Gruber, who calls you dumb idiots, says, thank God you're so stupid and have no memories. He blames Trump for rising premiums when Obamacare was designed to do that. And Obamacare is still in place. Unreal. He thinks you have no memory. He says, thank God you're so stupid. So that's all coming up today. Let me tell you who we have joining us in the second hour. Jack Posobiec, Roger Stone with huge inside intel from the White House on exactly who the traitors are, how the shadow government, deep state's blocking Trump, Leanne McAdoo, David Knight, and many others today. Paul Joseph Watson now takes over this hour, and I will be back in the second hour with also this report. It's one of the most viral videos out there in the last 2 days. It was just posted on May 6th. What humans will look like in 1,000 years. They're telling you the reality of the world, telling you what they're planning. Not 1,000, in 100 years, ladies and gentlemen. This is the system thrown in your face at idiotic level. I've been warning you about this in my film Endgame and so much more. This is the machine takeover of humanity. We're going to be breaking all this down. So they're getting rid of the genders right now, preparing you to not have a gender because you're going to be non-biological, as if you're even going to exist. So we're going to break all this down, everything we told you they denied, now in your face, in the second hour. But now, Paul Joseph Watson, I know he's just in France a few days ago. Are you still in France, Paul?
No, I'm in London now, Alex.
You're back in London. Okay, my friend, take over. I want to ask you this question. Do you think there was election fraud? Is a lot of polls showed her neck and neck or ahead, or is this just French loving to go with trendiness, loving to go with the establishment, loving to go with the latest fashion, loving to go with the Rothschild banker, loving to go with groveling to the EU dictatorship? Was this them giving into the propaganda, or was this a massive fraud or a mix of both? Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, there's definitely questions about fraud, Alex. We had 500,000 French voters, expat voters, who would normally be expected to vote Macron. In fact, the vast majority did in this final runoff. Before the first round, being sent, again, 500,000 double ballots. So they could have voted twice. They're more likely to vote for Macron. That was a big problem. The police said, we're not going to investigate it until after the election. Nobody cares. Then the other thing, we had a video up yesterday which showed, again, people receiving ballots, they received the ballot papers with the name of the candidate on them, and it was Macron. There wasn't Macron Le Pen. So there were questions about fraud, so it could have happened, but I think in the greater scheme of things, as you said, this was about the cowardice of some of the French people. We have to remember that there were 25% of French people didn't even vote or spoiled their ballots. So this is by no means a huge mandate that Macron has. The other thing why people voted for Macron instead of Le Pen is because probably mistakenly Le Pen came out in her platform and said that she would immediately exit from the EU and revert back to the French franc because, of course, France is currently on the euro system, which was probably not the brightest idea to announce that straight away. Obviously, to move towards it would be striking back against globalism. But the fact that that was in her platform put off a lot of the older voters in France because their pensions are denominated in euros. So they knew that if France switched back to the franc, the French franc, at least for a while, their savings, their pensions would be devalued, at least in the short term. So it was kind of a somewhat selfish financial decision on their part, and this is why Macron had the least support amongst 18 to 24-year-olds who mainly supported Le Pen, but he got the most support from over 65s, which tells you that this whole image that's been manufactured around Macron's campaign, this bright, fresh, young face, is complete BS. His supporters are over 65 in general when compared to Marine Le Pen, who has a youthful, energized, young movement behind her. And in fact, I met several of them on Friday. So she's going to be back in 2022. The question is, will anything be left of France that's worth rescuing in 2022, given that they've had 21 jihadist attacks since Charlie Hebdo, given that they've had over 230 jihadist murders in that same time period, and of course 6 massive jihadist attacks in Paris alone in the last 3 years, but 90% of Parisians still voted for Emmanuel Macron, who again was sold on this lie, and I think this is why a lot of French people fell for it. French people have never had a Barack Obama or a Tony Blair, you know, a contrived fake populist that the media can package and sell as a quote, maverick outsider, as they did with Macron, without digging an inch beneath the surface, which if anyone did, they would find out he was a bureaucrat in the outgoing socialist government, which got 6% of the vote, pathetically. He was a bureaucrat in the outgoing government for 2 years. He was a Bilderberg member, attended Bilderberg in Copenhagen in 2014. He was, of course, a Rothschild banker. He came from the very elitist school which the elite in France use to groom future leaders of their country. You can go down the line, every single establishment checkmark, Emmanuel Macron has got it, but because French people have never had this phenomenon where they are packaged and sold this fresh new face, a lot of them fell for it. Of course, now Americans are more wary to that post-Obama, British people even more so, post-Tony Blair, who turned out to be, who is now, the most unpopular politician in Britain, yet he's still out there on the public stage. But France never had that. So a lot of them were cowardly, a lot of them fell for it. They do have, again, not all of them, not even the majority of them. So I'm not laying it on the French people, but there is this cowardice that's implicit within the mindset of the French, this fear of change. But in terms of old people, it was the fact that they were scared that their pensions would be devalued, and that's why many of them voted for Macron, who, by the way, has been greeted with riots out on the streets of Paris and France in major cities again today, not by Le Pen voters. I was going to ask the question, you know, did you hear about all the Le Pen voters rioting across France last night? No, because it didn't happen, because only leftists throw violent temper tantrums when they don't win an election. Yet Macron won, and still these unionists, these left-wingers are out trashing the streets, starting fights with police officers on major streets, major cities in France today. So even the election of this fake populist has failed to quell that. In the very hours afterwards, they were immediately out on the streets rioting. So if French people, Macron supporters, think they can stick their head in the sand, vote Macron, hold their nose and think this is all going to go away, it's not going to go away. This is a guy who said, quote, there is no such thing as French culture. This is now the guy leading France, a country once celebrated globally for its culture, now says there is no French culture, 6 months after a Muslim migrant mowed down, killed 84 people, injured hundreds more, including children in Nice. He came out 6 months later and said, we should celebrate Muslim immigration. Anyone who is against it is basically a hateful coward. That's what he called 11 million Le Pen voters, who, by the way, are not far-right extremists. Most of them are poor farmers left behind, forgotten by globalism, forgotten by the very interests that Macron represents. Those are the people that he came out and called hateful cowards, 11 million of them. So that's what the situation is in France going forward. We've got a guy who literally hates the guts of 11 million people, a huge chunk of the population, who voted for Marine Le Pen. Absolutely incredible, and he's walking out to the EU anthem. He's basically hailing the New World Order in front of a giant glass pyramid with a red flashing light above it. Absolutely incredible. We're going to get more into it after the break. This is The Alex Jones Show, live with me, Paul Joseph Watson. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. One dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. One dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 1616.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
First, it was Bill O'Reilly. Is Hannity next? The big media are at war with President Trump and his allies. David Horowitz reveals the truth in his new book, Big Agenda. Big Agenda exposes Obama's secret plan to stop Trump. Ann Coulter says, arm yourself with Big Agenda. Rush says, you must read it. Get Big Agenda, a number one Amazon bestseller. Or check out the free offer to save almost $30. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, riding shotgun, hosting this hour is Paul Watson. Back by popular demand, he'll be hosting the fourth hour tomorrow as well. Look at that image behind me if you're a TV viewer. That is from French News Agency. You probably faded onto the screen in front of us. You can really see it clearly. A big, giant black pyramid with an all-seeing eye right above his head, built by François Mitterrand, designed by the former French president in homage to Lucifer. That is mainstream news. Luciferianism in your face in Paris, where the Jacobins and communism and all of the Illuminati systems come from. There it is in your face, ladies and gentlemen. Back to Paul Joseph Watson in London, England.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, we're going to go to a clip now. This is Nigel Farage, and he's explaining why Marine Le Pen may need to ditch the National Front image to detoxify that whole brand and come back in 5 years' time with a better chance of winning the presidency. Here's Nigel Farage.
Any surprise for you in the election of Macron? Is there any surprise in the defeat by 32 points of Marine Le Pen?
No, I think we knew that Macron was going to win. I don't think the French are yet ready for Frexit in the way that we were last year in our country. Maybe the one surprise is in the first round of this, 46.5% of voters opted for Eurosceptic candidates of the left, centre and right. Le Pen getting 35% tonight. Remarkably, 12% of those that turned up to vote despoiled their ballot papers and put them in the box. And I've never seen anything like that happen in a Western democracy. And I think the reason is that the Front National has a bad history. Her father, I'm afraid she's often judged by him. And I've been urging her now, personally, for 5 years. And by the way, I've spoken to her campaign team tonight. She doesn't intend to give up. What she needs to do is to get rid of that National Front brand, to start again, and then all the people of left and right could get round her in the second ballot next time round. And do you know something? I think what Macron will give is 5 more years of failure, 5 more years of uncontrolled immigration, 5 more years of failure with the euro, and I believe Le Pen, if she steadies herself, can win this in 2022.
That is Nigel Farage's take on the French election. Related to that, we have this story, France's National Front Party to change name after election loss. And again, Western media, the English-speaking media, always puts National Front because there was a party in the 70s and 80s in Britain, now defunct for 30 years, that was actually a right-wing racist party called the National Front. It's called Front National in France, but they always flip it round because they want people to associate it with a party that's been defunct for 30 years to smear and demonise it. So France's far-right National Front Party is gearing up for a name change, but not a makeover of its ideas after its decisive loss to centrist, far-leftist, socialist bureaucrat. That's who he really is, Emmanuel Macron. In interviews Monday, the campaign director for Marine Le Pen, David Rachline, said the party founded by her father would get a new name as bait to pull in more supporters in France. So they're going to change the name, which is probably a good idea. Would also be a good idea to completely sever ties and prevent her father from having any kind of platform, because he also sticks his big mouth in everything, ruins it for everyone time and time again with his oafish comments. That needs to be clamped down on. But again, the question is, will there be anything worth rescuing in France in 5 years' time, given the situation that we've got right now? Hillary Clinton has come out and praised Macron. Headline: Hillary Clinton ties herself to Macron's victory over Le Pen, attacks the media. Clinton posted a tweet calling Macron's election a victory for the world and a defeat to the hackers who released Macron's emails to the public shortly before the election. Again, she's still butthurt over imaginary hackers. But then she turned the focus towards herself because she's a egomaniac, claiming, quote, "The media says I can't talk about that." Clinton is known to have staffers carefully craft and edit her tweets before posting. She said it was victory for Macron, for France, for the EU and the world. Defeat to those interfering with democracy. Oh, apart from if your name's Barack Obama, and then you can interfere with democracy on a regular basis. You can come out before Brexit and order the British people to vote for Remain, or they'd be at the back of the queue for a trade deal. Well, you're not overseeing that trade deal now, are you, Obama? And neither is Hillary Clinton. But she literally tweeted, it was a victory. It was a defeat, sorry, for those interfering with democracy. When Obama came out twice and interfered with this election by endorsing Macron. Most notably, of course, 2 days before the actual voting itself. Now, Hillary Clinton is whining about hackers. Oh, the hackers were defeated again. He still can't move beyond that lame, debunked narrative. Absolutely incredible. We'll be back. It's the Alex Jones Show live. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree?
Go back on the Alex Jones Show live. Talking about Obama sticking his nose into everything. You know, we were no fans of George W. Bush, but he managed to shut his mouth after he was out of office. That's not going to happen with Barack Obama. A couple of weeks ago, they were calling us conspiracy theorists for saying that Obama was interfering in the Trump administration after he'd literally set up a war room 2 miles from the White House to do exactly that. Oh, but you're a conspiracy theorist if you say Obama's interfering. Reuters reports Obama voices fervent hope Congress will tread carefully on healthcare. So he came out again last night, stuck his nose in again. But I mean, that would be okay, but don't then claim that Obama is not interfering in anything when he clearly is on a regular basis. Absolutely incredible. Infowarsstore.com, we need your support more than ever, and DNA Force is about to sell out. It's the advanced formula designed to help energize mitochondrial function and sustain healthy cell cycles. It is DNA Force at Infowarsstore.com. Again, that was out of stock a while ago. Now it's back in for a short time only. It helps regenerate the body's natural intracellular antioxidants. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. As is the Conservatism is the New Counterculture t-shirt, which has been selling like hotcakes for the past couple of weeks. I think we're trying to get more in stock. Don't know if that's happened yet, but it certainly was in short supply. Last time I checked, it is the high quality, made in America, premium t-shirt with the most triggering slogan you could ever imagine, along with my face, which makes it 100 times more triggering to verified liberals on Twitter and everybody else. The right kind of people that you really want to annoy. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the Caveman True Paleo Formula, Brain Force Plus, Liver Shield, all the great products, all the great five-star independent verified review, Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste, Knockout Sleep Supplement, Winter Sun Vitamin D, Bio PCA, and all the other fantastic products at InfoWarsStore.com. It all goes back into this war room to fight the mainstream media and their constant drumbeat of propaganda, smear, demonization campaigns against yours truly and against Alex Jones and against InfoWars.com. We really need your support. You are our army. We don't take fat checks from George Soros. We don't take giant payoffs from pharmaceutical companies. We don't take money from Gulf state dictatorships like fake news CNN does. We rely only on you getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force about to sell out. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Now, sticking with the French news just for a couple of minutes here, then we'll move on to other news. What we also saw last night after Macron's victory was Syrian migrants at his rallies, at his celebration rallies in France, waving not the Syrian flag, waving the rebel jihadist flag. Now, let me explain the difference between the Syrian national flag and the rebel jihadist flag, because there are certain journalists on Twitter who don't know the difference, yet try and lecture me and claim I'm lying and claim I'm fake news for pointing out the difference. In fact, let's throw up that tweet. I sent you the tweet before the show. We have a journalist called Richard Chambers tweeting after I drew attention to the fact that Macron supporters were celebrating. There's his tweet. Now, if you go and click on my original tweet there, you can see, if you click on the original tweet right there, this is the image that I posted on Twitter earlier today. You can see that is the rebel FSA flag. That is the opposition jihadist sympathizing group in Syria, the ones who defected to, the ones who gave all their weapons to ISIS. That is their flag. That is a Macron rally in the immediate aftermath of the French election. Now, you go back to his tweet, bearing in mind that this is not the Syrian national flag. This is the FSA rebel flag. You go back to the journalist's tweet. If you click back on the page there, you can see what he said. He said, "This is, of course, the Syrian national flag. Liars gonna lie." Well, Richard Chambers, it's not the Syrian national flag. If you scroll down, I actually explain what the difference is. On the left, you see the Syrian national flag. That is the flag of the Syrian government currently in control in Syria that controls Damascus. The flag on the right is the FSA opposition rebel flag, not the official Syrian national flag. Even the United Nations on their own website says that it's not the Syrian national flag. So this guy is lying. He's literally putting out fake news while accusing me of lying and putting out fake news. Of course, this was retweeted by a bunch of verified liberals, as we call them on Twitter, you know, claiming they had the moral high ground. They're right. Oh, my God. I've been caught red-handed putting out fake news by claiming that this flag, which is not the Syrian national flag, is not the Syrian national flag. I'm lying by telling the truth. I mean, they claimed that the Syrian national flag, that this was it, that this was the SNC flag, even though the SNC, the Syrian National Council, is not even based in Syria. It's based in Istanbul, and yet they're still claiming that this is the French national flag. And I point that out to him in the tweet, as did hundreds and hundreds of other people. But again, is he going to delete the tweet? Is he going to issue a retraction? No. It's going to stay up there because these people are liars. They're putting out fake news while simultaneously accusing me of being a liar and putting out fake news. But, you know, hundreds of people have probably retweeted that by now. They can snigger about it. Oh, my God, I've been caught putting out fake news when they're the ones literally doing that. That is not the Syrian national flag. The Syrian national flag is red, white, and black. It's not green, white, and black, okay? That's the rebel flag. Those are the moderates, you know, the people that behead Christians and tear out hearts and eat them on camera. The moderates, yeah, those people. That's their flag, not the Syrian national flag. Again, it's not the Syrian national flag, yet this guy is not going to retract. He's just going to leave it up there. Well, good luck to him, because there are hundreds of people right now pointing out that he's the one putting out fake news. Absolutely incredible the lengths that they will go to deny what's going on. Let's stick to some more France news before we move on now. One third of French voters spoil ballots or abstain. This is out of AFP. A third of French voters declined to choose between centrist and... Again, centrist. Not a centrist. He's literally a bureaucrat in the far-left socialist government. Declined to choose between Macron and far-right leader Marine Le Pen, who is not even far-right in many issues. She's actually left-wing, especially economically, but... You know, we don't do nuance, do we, anymore? No. Far-right, demonized, racist, fascist, demonized. We don't do nuance anymore. We don't point out actual facts or dig an inch below the surface, because that doesn't fit our narrative. So a third either abstained or spoiled their ballots, which is a record rate in nearly half a century. According to official results, more than 80% of votes counted. The abstention rate stood at nearly 25%, the highest since 1969. In addition, they reported a record number of blank and invalid ballots, accounting for 9% of all registered voters, compared to 2% in the first round. So almost 10% of all registered voters in France spoiled their ballots or just submitted it blank. So you want to try and claim that this Macron globalist has a mandate? 10% of people who voted spoiled their ballots. Obviously, they don't have to be Le Pen supporters to be opposed to him and his agenda, which you see today. They're out on the streets again. Not Le Pen supporters. Unionists, left-wingers are out on the streets, major French cities, rioting, attacking cops, burning stuff, as they did before the election, as they will continue to do so, because that is the new France. And the French people, at least enough of them, have voted for a continuation of that situation. Good luck. Good luck, friends. I hope you're enjoying those 21 jihadist attacks in the past 2.5 years. Good luck with that. Infowars.com story, video. Italian reporter attacked by migrants on live television. You can go and watch the video in the article. It's all in Italian, so I'll describe it. Shock video out of Italy shows a female reporter fleeing in panic after being attacked by migrants on live television. So she goes down to the local train station there in Rome to give a report on the situation. You see migrants sleeping on mattresses in the background, as you see in many French cities now. She was assaulted almost immediately. So you hear the feed cut for the live broadcast. She's assaulted. The people in the studio begin to panic. They say, call the police. She comes back briefly and says in Italian, we were attacked, we were attacked. Then this migrant tries to attack her and her cameraman again. She says, what do you want? Are you crazy? She lets out a loud scream, and then the footage ends. Oh, my God, states the host of the show before again instructing his production team to call the police. The migrant attempted to violently assault both Paracel and her cameraman, but both were rescued by a passing taxi driver who bundled them to safety inside his car and called the police. They later identified the attacker as a 37-year-old from the Ivory Coast with no documents or residency permit, who authorities had ordered deported back in September last year. Of course, he's still in the country, not deported, nothing whatsoever has happened to him. Now he's free to attack and assault anyone else. Again, why are these migrants arriving in Italy? Because the EU and NGOs, backed by big leftist conglomerates, are literally providing a sea taxi service to go and pick up migrants 12 miles off the coast of Libya. They literally get into contact with criminal people smugglers who say, we have a boat load of migrants ready. Many of them, not even from Libya, None of them from Syria, but most of them not even from Libya. They're from Eritrea, they're from Ivory Coast, they're from these other countries, none of which have a migrant crisis, none of which are being bombarded, none of whom these people are fleeing war, and almost none of whom are women and children. But they get on the phone to the criminal people smugglers, they say, we've got another boatload, the EU, the NGOs literally sail all the way out to 12 miles off the coast of Libya, pick them up, dump them in Italy. Nowhere for them to go, so they just sleep under the train station. And then it leads to situations like this, where they're physically, violently attacking women. The process goes on and on and on. Gateway Pundit reports, horror in Germany, woman breaks both legs after migrant hurls her out of a window for refusing sex. An asylum seeker in Germany is accused of throwing a woman out of a window and breaking both her legs, that's cultural enrichment, after she refused to have sex with him. Dawat A. allegedly drank beer and vodka at a refugee centre in Bensheim before threatening a woman, identified only as Turhat, 26, with a broken bottle. The prosecution said he was furious because he wanted to have sex and she refused him. Listen to this. When I kept saying no, the victim said, he raised me up like a child, carried me to the window, and dropped me. Dawit claimed he is being held for no reason and that life has been unfair. Oh, poor baby. Life has been so unfair, that means you can go rape women and throw them out of windows. No, it doesn't. Not in a civilized society, thank you very much. But life has been unfair since he came to Germany in 2014. He previously sexually assaulted a 17-year-old girl. So it's not the first time it's happened again. You go and watch the videos, you go and talk to those migrants in Paris, in other French cities, they believe they should be given apartments, jobs, welfare for life. They find out that's not the reality that they've been told by the people smugglers, and they think they have a genuine grievance that allows them to go out and rape and kill women, because that's reasonable. That's reasonable, isn't it? Life has been unfair. Absolutely incredible. And again, Macron celebrated the policy of importing Muslim migrants 6 months after the Nice attacks. It continues to get worse. We see these stories every single day. There's no end to it. With the summer months coming, it's only going to continue. Meanwhile, in America, shock video, elderly woman attacked at Block Boys pool party in Florida, thrown into pool with her dogs. And this is quite interesting because more people were concerned about the dogs who were not thrown into the pool or assaulted, but an elderly white woman was slammed to the ground, then thrown into a pool along with her dogs on Saturday after she politely asked a mob of partygoers in South Florida to lower their music. Now, you can go to the article and watch the video. Here it is. So he picks her up to throw her in the pool. Oh, but he slips. So they said, oh, that's okay. The guy who picked her up to assault her and throw her in the pool didn't mean to body slam her. He just slipped. Oh, that makes it okay then. That's fine. That was literally the response from people on Twitter. So when he slipped, she cracked her head on the concrete, concussed. She nearly drowned. Again, reverse the tables. If this was a group of white people assaulting an elderly black woman, it would be a national news story, and rightly so. This, barely even a news story at all. They haven't caught the culprit. It's obviously some kind of hate crime. It's all over Twitter. When it was originally on Twitter, people were celebrating it and saying how funny it was. And then you had the excuses. Oh, he didn't mean to body slam her. He just slipped and cracked her head open. Oh, that's fine then. Before dumping her in the swimming pool, nearly drowning her. Oh, that's perfectly okay then again. Roles were reversed. It would be a national news story. It's barely even a news story. Information Liberation reports, soon the white devils will be exterminated. DC ISIS sympathizer arrested buying AK-47 for race war. We've talked about this over and over again. We've seen it with the individual who shot the Dallas cops, Xavier Johnson. Again, he wanted a race war. He hated white people. He was radicalized by this cutesy, trendy, anti-white racism that the dominant leftist media and cultural institutions have legitimized. It's creating actual fringe, violent, radical people who are now actually sympathizing with ISIS. Talk about it over and over again. ISIS training manual, ISIS propaganda manual they put out saying, the left shares most of our goals. Why don't we just start recruiting them and turning them into violent jihadists? This is what's happened in this case. A Muslim black nationalist and ISIS sympathizer was busted by the FBI last week in Washington, D.C., buying an AK-47 to allegedly attack white devils and start a race war. I wonder why the national media is ignoring this story. NBC Washington reports a D.C. resident who sympathized with ISIS bought an automatic weapon that he wanted to use to start a race war. Clark Galloway was arrested Thursday after he arranged to buy an AK-47 from an FBI informant, court documents say. He posted on Facebook, soon the great killing will commence. And again, he targeted white people. That was his motivation, his hatred for white people. He friended several hundred Islamic State fighters and sympathizers, joined ISIS Facebook groups, and posted pro-ISIS propaganda. He had two Facebook accounts, one related to his extremist racial views. Oh, he kept them separate, and one related to his pro-ISIS views. So this is a guy who was literally trying to be some pocket violent revolutionary. Again, you see that fusion between black militant groups and ISIS. Bearing in mind, the ideological guru behind Black Lives Matter is a convicted cop-killing terrorist, it all begins to make sense. We'll be back with the final segment of this hour. It's the Alex Jones Show live at Focus.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself and InfoWarsLife.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
From deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide, with our London offices and the amazing Paul Joseph Watson. Follow him on Twitter at Prison Planet. I'm at Real Alex Jones. I'm getting more active on Twitter, not just pushing our stories and videos out, but a lot of my original thought. I'm going to start getting on Periscope more, getting it loaded on my phone today where I can interact personally without even having a camera person there as much as possible. So be sure to follow me at Real Alex Jones. We have gotten more of the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine and colloidal silver back in. It's available. It's concentrated at InfoWarsStore.com. Your purchase helps fund the operation. DNA Force is back in stock, but for a limited time, it's going to sell out at current sales rates today. Your purchase makes the broadcast possible. And we are also about to sell out of X2. And then Dr. Group's only got one more big run left. And if he doesn't get more of the deep earth crystals, that will be it for X2. I certainly hope that's not the case. But X2 is going to sell out in the next 48 hours. It'll be about 2 weeks till we get more in. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We also have 40% off the new MicroBreeze negative ion generator that just plugs into your cigarette lighter and busts up so much garbage inside your car. It's like a little ozone generator, basically, for your car. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com. When you sign up for the newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter, you get daily discounts of 40 to 50% off every day on a different item of the thousands of items that are available at InfoWarsStore.com. But what's most important is this. There is massive censorship taking place globally. InfoWars has been picked as the case point example. I want Paul to finish up the next 4 minutes with his points. I want him to come back and do 5 more minutes with me at the start of the next hour on where he sees this battle the globalists are launching against free speech going. But, Paul, back to the points you were making.
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware of this, Alex, but, of course, we had the Homeland series recently, which was a direct attack on InfoWars. They literally created a character based around you, who, by the way, had a terrible accent and voice. It was a miserable failure. In fact, I think it's the lowest rated Homeland series ever, or it was for the first couple of episodes at least, because they had this big social justice turn. It actually used to be a good show. I used to watch it when it was actually good. Now they don't even have, like, Islamic terrorism. It's that PC. But this fake radio host who was based on you, the whole setup InfoWars, they actually had a plot line where the traffic to his website was not real and that it was all Russian bots faking traffic, not just tweets, but traffic to the actual website.
Oh, and I guess Russia failed, didn't they, Paul? Russia failed. They were supposedly going to bring Le Pen in. The all-powerful Russians failed.
Well, it's funny because this radio host character turns out to be working with the CIA as well. So they've literally taken everything they could think of, thrown it, and hoped that something would stick. It's a complete abysmal failure. Again, lowest ratings for any series. But again, you know, if we were all backed by Russian bots, who's buying the products, Alex? Are we sending them all to Russia? We have to have a real audience if we have people buying real physical products.
Even right? The Washington Post last week had a headline, Religion and Guns, and said, we're pro-gun because of Russians. Did you know it's Russia that gave us the Second Amendment, Paul? And as you see the USA Today, women now wearing hijabs in solidarity against Trump. The hijab is now the new symbol of feminism.
The very first Arab feminist groups back in Egypt in 1922 literally said the hijab is a symbol of oppression. Let's cast it off. Let's get rid of it. They were Muslim Arab women 100 years ago. They were real feminists, okay? People wearing it now are not real feminists. They're in.
No, that's a conspiracy theory, fake news. Women's genitals off, keeping them as slaves, not letting them drive cars, right. Executing them if another man rapes them. That is totally liberal, and you're a hate monger. Allah, 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 Allah! You will be defeated, infidel! No!
Genital mutilation. It's genital cutting. It's just like.
Your women are ours, infidel. Shut your mouth, pig. Shut your mouth, pig. We'll be back in 70. You will submit. Your women belong to me now. I will crush you. I love her.